Now let's do the exercise at page 161. Multiple choice questions. Choose the correct answers to the following questions. Comprehension. Number 1. When Frank Halliday visited an antique shop in the writer's neighborhood, 那么当弗兰克在参观作者附近的这个古玩店的时候 ，We know he made a great discovery. 他做出了一个真正的发现。Let's say we choose boy. He displayed the kind of perseverance needed to find a rarity. Boy 这个选项是相当重要的，请同学们要把握这个句子的结构。Display the kind of perseverance， 展现出这种毅力，坚韧不拔的毅力 ，perseverance。Needed to find a rarity， 过去分词做定语，修饰 perseverance， 发现稀有珍品所需要的坚韧不拔的毅力。那么，如果我们想表达学好英语所需要的坚韧不拔的毅力 ，perseverance needed to learn English well。OK， now please make a sentence。同学们展现出了学好英语所需要的那种坚韧不拔的毅力。All the students have already displayed the kind of perseverance needed to learn English well. Number 2. How did Frank come to discover the miniature by Caradio? How did he found? Okay, 他是怎么样发现这个克雷基欧的绘画作品的呢？ So we choose boy. He persuaded the dealer to open the box in which it happened to be.那么他呢说服了这位店主把这个大箱子打开，而箱子里面恰巧有这幅绘画作品，恰巧 you know happened to be in which you know in the box. Number 3. Frank decided to buy the miniature because 为什么弗兰克决定要把这幅微型的绘画作品买下来呢？ According to the text we to see 根据课文我们应该选择 see he knew he had made a real discovery.他知道他已经做出了一个重大的发现。Why? Because the composition and lines of the miniature remind him of the paintings he knew very well. Okay? Now key structure. Number 4. Real objects are beautifully displayed in glass cases. Them free from dust. 在原文的表达方式当中我们用到了To keep them free from dust. 那么显然这里需要用到哪一种记事结构来代替 to keep them free from dust? 我们答案应该选择的是 boy. Which keep them free from dust, which 引导定语从句限定了 glass cases. 那是他们不会落上灰尘的玻璃柜子 ,OK? Number 5. But it is not necessary.Up curry to enter honorary shop. Honorary 在这里替换了原文的 less pretentious. It is not necessary. 我们见到这个句子结构，首先想首选的结构 It is not necessary for somebody to do something. Got it? 见到 to enter honorary shop. 所以所缺少的部分应该是第二个选项 For anyone to muster up courage. Number 6.A bug hunter must have patience and, above all, the ability to recognize the worth of something. 同学们注意，原文当中用到了名词 the ability. 那么 the ability 的同义结构的表达方式应该是 be able to. Be able to do means have the ability to do something. Got it? 那么之所以不能选到 be capable of,of 介词后面需要和动名词形式搭配 So it should be recognizing 而这里其实动词原形 recognize Got it? Number 7 There he found a great deal to interest him 第七题是我们这课当中最重要的一个练习题因为是第一次到那儿他发现了很多有趣的东西 Still remember original sentence in textBecause he had never been there before. Because he had never been there before. 那么既然强调以前没有去过，所以这是因为第一次到哪儿去。同学们注意到了这里 ，there 逗号，然后体会的短句。 根据这四个选项，同学们发现这都是分词独立主格结构形式。首先我们来看看是否选择 boy。 Never having been before there， Never having been 没有错，但是你要注意 before 应该在 there 后面， So never having been there before 而不应该在 there 之前，所以 boy 选项被排除了。再看 C 选项， This being his first time to visit， C 选项也不正确，因为这里采用的不定式 to， The first time to do something 表示要去做某事，这是他第一次要到哪儿参观，而事实上我们知道他已经参观过了这个古玩店。那么到个选项 having never never 以及 before 的位置结构都不对，所以答案只有 A， This being his first visit there， OK， visit 在这里它是一个名词，因为这是第一次到那儿去参观。 OK， number 8， The dealer told him it him 50 pounds， 显然我们应该选择的是 cost 相应的结构形式。那么这位店员店主告诉他说将要花费他50英镑的价钱，所以既然提到了这种语义，我们的选项应该是 dog， It would cost him 50 pounds， Got it。 OK， cowboy， Frank visited antique shop in my neighborhood， In my neighborhood means near my home， So we choose C， Number 10， This is a very important exercise， 这是一个非常重要的练习题。 Frank was living when， 一定要注意Frank was living when 表示就要离开，那么 was living 是表达不出就要离开，刚刚离开这个、刚要离开这个概念的是含义的，所以其前要出现一个修饰词 just， 答案应该是 boy。 just when 也是一个重点的固定结构，表示刚什么什么就，正在什么什么突然。 For example，他正要去购物，这个时候他听到了响声。He was just going shopping when he heard noise. Got it. Number 11. A case which needs prizing open has probably been 需要被撬开的箱子，那么有可能是被钉子钉住了。那么根据这个内容呢，我们应该选择的是 A. So has probably been nailed down. Nailed down.用钉子钉住 ，means fastened down with nails， OK。而 rope 这个及物动词只是用绳子拴住或捆住。Number 12， the dealer gave it a brief and told him。在原文当中，我们采用了动词 glance， so glance at it briefly， glance at it briefly。那么 glance 又是一个名词，我们可以用动词短语 give something a brief glance。A 选项。Peer 表示眯着眼睛看，所以只能选择 C 选项 glance。 OK， 那 so much for the exercise， 注意重点的一些题 Number 2 Number 7 Number 10。 Hello， it's your time to study lesson 35， Yes, take words down， Please open your books at page 162， Read after me the following words aloud please。 JusticeJustice, court, court, law, law, innocence, innocence, undertake, undertake, arduous, arduous, abstract, abstract, concept, concept, meet out, interference, interference, accord, accord, premises, premises, convert,convert, disused, disused, fireplace, fireplace, muffle, muffle, chip, chip, blacken, blacken, emerge, emerge. Now let's learn how to use the first word, justice. Justice is noun, the quality of being fine, the quality of being fine in Chinese, 正义. Justice is done, 正义得到伸张。Justice is done. 如果同学们想表达把罪犯缉拿归案，我们会用到 justice. Bring justice to the criminal. bring justice to the criminal. Criminal, C-R-I-M-I-N-A-L. 公正地对待某人 do justice to somebody. Do justice to somebody, okay? 公正在对待自己 do oneself justice. Do oneself justice. Everybody must do himself justice, right?Give oneself up to justice. Give oneself up to justice. 自首 The criminal gave himself up to justice yesterday. 那位罪犯昨天自首了。同时还要把握一个重点的介词短语 injustice to somebody or something. 为了对某人或某事公正起见 injustice to somebody or something. For example, they decided to investigate the case injustice to the person. 为了对这个人公正起见，他们决定再次调查这个案件。